to We Are Fanboys Max Edition. What's going on, Adam?
I am apparently looking at the Matador. All beef stick, 100%.
Okay, well, what did you think about? When I did,
accessories and something, supplies, that's what it was. I bought the supplies, and I can, like, get a ball or something. So I got a tennis ball and threw it. That was in the first day.
Yeah.
And then I ran, and I was looking at it, and it was the Google, I think, and it had really nice fur.
So it looks, you think it looks noticeably better than the first one?
Well, obviously.
I mean, I know with the graphic boost it should, but the first game actually was pretty impressive as far as how they almost looked and everything.
Yeah.
You know they got that fur tech down pat.
I think that in the future the system will be able to pull off some even more side things than the Kingdoms.
In all the games they're doing right now.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, just think about it. I mean, I'll bring up. We saw a little Connie then. Think about how much of an advance in graphics that game is compared to games that have come out. You know, came out like 4 years ago when the DS was kind of just starting to catch its stride. I mean, you could put some newer DS games up against old ones, and you might look at that and say, man, this whole game was like a GBA game. It doesn't even look like a DS game now. So I figure they'll push the 3D tech, or the 3DS tech, even, you know, way farther than they already have. And the games already look pretty impressive.
But, you know, beyond that, I have played with the cattle with a little feather or something. Of course, the cat wouldn't sit down for me. It was trying to run its butt. It's trying to sit down, and it would pull those down, and then it would do something in the book, and it's,
you know, eventually it's just like all over, or it's just like a real cat.
That's true.
But, yeah, there was that. Then I decided, why don't I go over to the Capcom booth? And most of the people there were wanting to play Street Fighter. And I already know how to play Street Fighter. And, you know, I could wait lines to see it in 3D. Or I can play Mercenaries 3D, which is a game that I'm not quite sure how it's going to control. But I've seen it in play, I wanted to try it myself. So I waited a lot for that. Tried that out. It was like a 2 or 3 minute demo. I was in the shantytown from Resident Evil 5, and I was the crazy running around with a gas mask faced guy shooting, you know, zombies that were kind of keep coming in.
How does it control? Is it even the touchscreen? Is it like a second analog?
The touchscreen is your inventory, so that's where you want to pick the herbs and stuff.
Is it laid out like Resident Evil 4?
It's not a great case or
anything. Okay.
But there's like a tab to switch weapons, and so there's a tab for your inventory. And I tried out this machine gun, this pistol. You know, I wanted to have a shotgun, but I didn't think the right person to use a shotgun. But I heard it was a shotgun. And there was a rocket launcher, I didn't believe that I didn't try out. But overall, I wonder if there's like a quick turn button that I didn't know about, and I didn't work it in the controls. But it was difficult to like turn myself around. But as long as I was kind of like moving forward, the aiming was all really easy.
It's a face button. It's a face button thing.
Like, yeah, my style, or they used, it's like you move around with the amazingly comfortable circle pad.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And when you want to aim, you pull up your eye and sight physically.
And still you aim with the left button. And then you still use the stick.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like Killer 7 then.
Yeah, or like, in a way, Metal Gear.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll give you the option to make it so you can use the face buttons to aim, because I would prefer that.
Really?
Yeah, I actually like playing that way. I like playing
aim. I'd rather use buttons than a circle pad.
I would rather aim with my right thumb than my left, because I can't aim with my left thumb. That's why I have so much trouble playing Killer 7. I really, really like that game and how it looks, but I have my left hand all the time because I have trouble aiming with my left thumb. I guess because, all games now, right finger stuff to aim. I'd rather use the touch screen like a kid, or so I thought that one pretty well.
Yeah, but if they did that, then call it with face button. You'd almost be able to do that one, so you gotta focus on it.
That's my thought.
It was fairly comfortable. It was really good. I
to say that it is, it's certainly better than Resident Evil 4 on the iPhone, which is good. It has, you know, Resident Evil 4.
Right.
Is it better than games in the Wii?
I think
it's certainly comparable.
I can see it. That's why I'm kind of curious.
I mean, you would probably be pretty sure it looks about the same.
Huh. But then again, you know, with a smaller screen, you have a little bit more room for error. You can hide things a little better and make things look better.
And you can.
It can do more for less.
But it also I'm more likely to notice pixels.
It's supposed to go from 30 to 60 if you do that, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going twice as fast, the resolution's kicked up, and
it's not having to divert out its, you know, two separate eyes, it's diverting both out straight, so.
Right. I wonder if you turn off the 2D, if it just turns off the part. I mean, the way it was explained is it's two screens that are basically rubbing together. I wonder if it just turns off that second screen and then just, or maybe just stops the vibrating or whatever it really does and it just gets solid. And that's why it's brighter and more crisp and obviously it can push 60 per second because it's not focused on creating two images at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I wonder if it still even uses the 3D part of the screen when you turn it off.
I just assume that it would be non-technical, not that I just assume that whatever the angle of those pixels were at, they were just somehow pulled from those screens that had an angle.
Right. Or maybe it seems brighter because they're not askew from each other. They're right on each other, so they're doubled up, basically. Maybe that's why it's brighter.
No, I think you must have been right.
Yeah, it's like kind of like cops or something.
Like, the whole rest of the slider is very gradual.
Yeah, it's crazy because as you move the slider up, you seriously just watch the background. It's like it's going into the system. It gets like I said earlier, it feels like two or three inches deep.
And it almost makes me. It's like, if you have that hardcore, you have that switch all the way up.
It's almost, it makes me think it'd be cool if they built a game around the 2D slider doing visual effects.
I think that's not a horrible mess with all of them. crank it up and bring it on.
I'm sure it's a fairly solid piece of hardware there, but I don't want to be moving it a whole heck of a lot, so that it might have a chance of being loose.
Yeah, I hear you. It felt pretty solid. I mean, the system itself felt great.
Yeah, I would say that's the weakest feeling part of the whole system, though, is that spell was
there. Really?
Yeah, just because it's so...
You mean because the way it sits on the edge, so it's got to be, like, pinched in the center, and it's covered two surfaces.
That might be what it is, but, you know...
It's not solid. Like on DS and stuff, it's not actually into the casing. It's, like, on the edge of the casing, so it feels like there's nothing supporting it on the sides of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's making an L on the corner,
yeah.
As opposed to, like, DS Lite, the volume button, that's in the center of the bottom. There's plastic all around.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying. You might be pretty much to snap it off.
Almost, but I mean, I'm sure it's out pretty good.
It felt good. I mean, everything from the slider, it must have improved from when they were showing it, because it's small, it's like really tight. It feels like there's no separation between it and the actual system. It's really tight to it, so it doesn't feel like real. I mean, I'll use the PSP slider, for instance. That thing is a really big nub. It feels loose. It feels like it can break off any second. And you don't feel like you have full control over it. This thing was nice and big, wrapped around your phone. It felt good.
Yeah.
It felt console good. I felt like I had full control over what I was doing.
And so I've heard this problem. I've been just kind of wondering around my ways to the center booth. Someone was actually showing me, they were playing it.
Okay,
I didn't play it, but they were showing me it, so kind of just
clearly a Dead or Alive. The way somebody else was playing, did you see it?
Yeah, I watched it.
Then I was watching over your shoulder while you were playing Dead or Alive. I couldn't see the image.
That's because I kind of read the guy who was playing.
Oh, he showed you it too.
Yeah, he showed me it too.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was kind of wrong. I knew it was going to be like that, but I was kind of hoping if I got like right on your shoulder.
That's sweet spot that people were talking about.
Yeah, everyone was talking about how it finds your eyes and actually locks it into your eyes. I heard like three different people say that.
I think that's the wrong conclusion.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I mean, do you really think that the camera on the front is locking onto your eyes?
I don't know. No, it's not.
No, I don't think so.
What it is it easy to be in the center?
Right, I thought there was a pretty good picture. Like, I was able to shift a little bit left. Like, if we're going to be doing accelerometer stuff, I think it'll actually be alright. But I think you do need to keep it within a certain range. It's not like you could be laying in your bed playing, like you're playing Pokemon or something like you do now, just lay it off to the side. I mean, you're going to have to keep it. At that point, you're going to have to turn it on.
Right.
So, if you want 3D, you are going to have to, not necessarily sit up, but you're going to have the right angle and keep it.
You can lay down and have it on the
right. And I think distance matters too. I mean, I don't really.
I found that if I had it centered and moved it back and forth, that it pretty much remained 3D to me.
I did not test that. I was so enamored with it that I just locked it in.
I was trying to be professional. It's like how I play games. I play a game when I first start them to kind of break them to see what it will let me do and such as approaching it in that way, which explains why when I was playing Lego Star Wars, after seeing the Dead or Alive being played, which doesn't look really nice, I pressed the home menu, it was moving around and within system, which was really cool, because once you press the home button, it pulls the image of your playing back, or it'll stay in 3D, but pull it back and bring it on the front of it. So that's pretty cool. It kind of shows that, like, that one will show that that's been suspended over, it shows everything else in 3D. And of course, there's something you can do. If you try and click on just says, this hat, so I think you know what this group has today. Let's see what was going on there. But I also didn't know.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Right. I wouldn't even know. I really wanted to test it out, being able to jump out of the game and then jump back into it, but
you can never pause for so much.
Yeah, I mean, for one thing, I was so vindicated, Chris, right off the bat, that I was really focused on just playing the game and having fun and how amazing. I mean, it looks really good, and the controls really well. I think I'm going to want to tweak the controls a little bit. Maybe I'm hoping that I'll be able to switch from L to R as far as firing. But besides that, I'm hoping that I can make it so the analog isn't inverted. I want it to be non-pilot controls. I want it to be just, up is up and down is down. But besides that, it was great, and I liked how it had the aiming that you could use, the touchscreen aim, or it had a little analog stick on the touchscreen that you could also use the aim. Yeah. I thought that was pretty clever.
Did you try pretty good?
Yeah, it didn't do whatever.
One other thing that I was testing out is the little switch that's on the side of the system to turn on and off the wireless, which feels even better than this light power switch.
Is it an off and on like click switch, or is it like the DS light where
it's that? That's like a DS light power switch. You just gotta push it up, it goes back down,
okay.
It turns it on and off.
Right.
And
that's pretty awesome.
I really like the fact that you can turn that on and off kind of quickly.
Yeah, I agree, because if you have to suck down the battery
quality, and it's like, hey, when your wireless phone is turning it on and off, to save the battery. It's nice. But that's when I was making it, Chris, after I was messing with that. By the way, like a Star Wars, it looks like a little star or something. I really wasn't doing much of it, so it's something that I could think of where else to go. But it looks like a Star Wars game. If you like that,
I did, years ago. I mean, how many Lego Star Wars games are we going to play?
Yeah. And that's one of the things you care about.
Right.
And I figure there's since I think you need to just go
through the Well, the cool thing is we both use different weapons, so at least we can kind of discuss the different play style. I use the sword, which is basically like a machine gun. It's a sword. So if you held L down, it would just do machine gun fire, basically. You can move the cursor around and shoot everything. Now, if you let go of it, wait a couple seconds, and then press it, you would shoot a humongous burst, and then go into rapid fire.
Yeah. Was the rapid fire a single bullet?
Yes.
Okay.
In a string, like a machine gun.
Okay.
So, and that was for the flying part, which you're pretty much on rails. It's, sit and punish, but it's
very simple.
And it's fun. It's awesome. It looks really cool. There was lots of really cool effects that, I guess I only picked up one because we talked about it the other night. Enemies appear to be coming from behind my head and going past my head. That's how focused I was on the 3D.
Yeah, I was just focused on being overwhelmed by the number of things going on.
Right.
Which is kind of impressive. I agree. Lots of enemies.
Yeah, the whole background's really cool, with lots of really cool camera cuts and angles.
I found myself looking at the backgrounds a lot.
Me too. So then you did the ground. So then you got ground combat, which was really cool because depending on if you're doing a sideways flip and move your 64, how you would jerk the stick. If you did that with Icarus, he would go into a burst of speed.
Yes.
And if you did that with the weapon I was using, he could do a dash attack, sword slash, with a blast coming out as well. So if you're real close to someone, you would get like a double hit kind of effect and just obliterate them. And I just, it felt really good to do that, like the sense of speed with the 3D going full blast.
What kind of range did you have on the sword as far as just the sword effect?
Probably about as long as the body, maybe a little less.
Okay.
He gets a little bit, it looks kind of like I mean, it's probably just a show of emotion of him swinging a sword, but it's kind of like an energy field coming off of it. So there's a little bit more than the actual sword coming off. Steps, and then you go fight that two-handed dog. And that was the end of the demo for me, because I didn't put on a great set. Yeah, you're playing on easy, right? And I played on hard, and I used the claw weapon. And then there was another weapon. It was some kind of, like, orb or energy. Yeah, it was. I don't know if there's a charging difference between that and the sword, but it can charge pretty easily as far as doing just the claw attack like having. So I can do that. I'm not sure if I can do that. Wait, I think it did that when I was flying. On the ground, I was doing a lot of like claw, and I was hitting a lot of people for the shooting at me. What did I do while your foot is spraying? You had that charge shot though. What did you just hold it down the whole time and just
ride pretty much just like in the same in the flying part? I just held the button down.
It's crazy because the sword was auto charged basically. If you were not shooting, it was charged.
Yeah, well, the thing is, when I was doing that, every once in a while, it would stop shooting. So I had to like let go.
Maybe it was like a cool down with that.
It does seem that there is.
There definitely is an auto
charge. I was checking the differences between the weapons. It said that the claw was more for close quarters combat.
Okay. Like more of a ground thing.
Yeah. And so when I was using the ground parts, when I was getting on the big round thing, using one thing to do this
obliterate
claw and upright. And then shooting other stuff that was like moving away from me. There was something that ran away from me. And then I also had there was one part. There was one enemy who was creating a force field, and there was other stuff in the force field shooting at me.
Oh, wow.
So I was having to go way back, so I couldn't hit them. Wait for that force field to come down, and I would come right back and kill the guy making the force field and shot me in the rear. And I remember fighting these two of the dogs.
Okay. Well, you played them all. I didn't fight any
flying guys. Yeah, but then I went into this other section where I fought this guy. Second level.
I was trying
to launch at his feet and then Chuck was at this other level. And I was shooting him in his face and his chest. And it was pretty cool. He had like void like laser beams. He shot out of his sword that he slashed down. And then he did this thing where he would slide his sword across the platform that you were standing on. And I didn't know if that was like a jump thing, so I could figure out how to avoid it.
Basically. Yeah, it's gotta be a jump, right?
I guess, but I couldn't figure out what it was, so I was just letting myself get hit by it. I got it a couple times, but ended up killing them and, finishing the demo. Oh, thanks for playing. There's some voice work at the end of the demo for me, at least. And when the dialogue was well delivered, it kind of sounds similar to the voice that they used in Smash Brothers.
You don't think it's the same, huh?
I don't know if it's the same, but it's similar.
That voice is pretty good in Smash Bros. I wouldn't be angry if they use that again.
Yeah, but it's got kind of a cartoon feel to it.
It's got like a side.
Yeah, but it's delivered well. Like it's not bad.
Okay.
Which I don't know.
I mean, if the story was good, that'd be awesome.
Yes,
that's the last thing I would
need to be.
Exactly. I mean, it's the action, and the action was definitely there.
But the action is definitely there. The story, I can see it being a little boring, but I think it'll be delivered well.
And it'll be interesting because, you know, it's a great thing, and Nintendo, great game, basically, unless you play that Hercules game. I didn't. I can't think of any other games that, you know, that go in.
This is Heracles.
Okay. But I didn't play it, so this is like to them, like gods and all that kind of stuff.
This is
Sparta.
This is Nintendo's God of War.
Yeah.
And it's comparable in a lot of ways, actually.
Well, without all the nudity.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, and if it went anything like that.
The dog
I thought was huge. Like, his claws were bigger than that person. You know, he'd get slashed and messed up.
I would say it's probably a teen. Maybe teen. Maybe.
It could be teen from Ron. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But if you're like, you have to slash him, he's in half and stuff. Wait, they're all like monster looking, though, so you know that makes. That means so you have a lesser grade.
Yeah. That was there is Zelda, which, based on what I saw of other people playing the demo, there is a section you can run around in that where you can run around in, what's the other section? There's three sections, like, no, inside the Kiku tree, and then the fight with the next one. Yeah, I don't know if that word.
I don't know. Is that the first level?
Yeah, it's basically the first area. It's separated into three sections that can't really interplay with each other. Super interested in.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably end up getting it, but I don't need to say
it. I'm interested to try out it just to get a feel for this, slingshot, because you use the accelerometer and the gyro. The gyro, that's pretty cool. At least you can. I would assume you can do that off.
They were just specifically discussing that.
There may be time, but that's not a viable solution. And also, especially
like you throw up losses on the
form, laying down in bed, which is how I came a lot of the DS. But, it certainly is visually a very certain answer question.
Right.
I hope that beyond adding mass requests to it, there's other things that is in the
I'm not a huge fan of it in general. So
yeah,
if they do enough to get me interested in it, then Mission Accomplished.
That was my first Zelda, so kind of moving away.
Right.
Because I didn't play the game before.
I mean, I can see what's so amazing about it. It's just, it's hard for somebody like me to love the 2D one so much. I don't know, it's just not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I really, really like Wind Waker, and I really, really like Twilight Princess, but they're never going to be as good as me as any of the ones I've played on Game Boy. To pass or the original Zelda, it's just because it just, I don't know, it takes me out of it, but maybe with this new 3D and they're going to add a few new things to the game itself and polish it up a little bit.
I mean, maybe that'll be enough to get me into it, maybe. Steel Driver, I want to try out because that's like got a lot of motion control in it too.
Yeah, I mean, full on periscope where you're like walking in a circle with it, which is pretty interesting.
So you literally turn around. Trying the periscope.
And try playing that in front of other people.
Yeah. Or on the toilet.
Yeah, I'm not your one brain.
Yeah. But that game, it's awkward because the parts of it seem really interesting to me. And then other parts, not so much. So, I want to try that one out as well. That's.
As far as 3D has goes,
as far as 3D has goes,
it was your problem. I mean, I feel we should talk about the problem a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, didn't get to. I got to move around in it. And look at these stunning graphics.
Yeah, that's pretty much my extent of playing as well, because it's too hard to get into it on the show floor. There's like people behind you asking questions, like, oh, what do you think? And like, it's like, it's a single player experience that I'm supposed to like really get into and be focused on, and I couldn't do that out there.
Plus, you kind of just grab you in the middle of something,
right.
I didn't know where to go next.
Right.
When I talk to a couple people, I'm happy that it sounds the same. I'm like, really good, the 3D modeling, and it looks, you know, it was in the original town, it looks just like it.
Yep. I mean, it's a little blocky.
It's a little blocky.
But it's amazing.
The camera angles are fixed.
And it's tighter. It's closer to, it's kind of like the cave story trip.
Yeah.
It's closer to Annie, so they can be more, you know, so they can focus more. I'm trying to keep as close to the movie as they want.
Some differences I noticed. I think it didn't get into real battles, which I know are still in the ocean space, which is cool.
Yeah.
But I noticed that you can use my shield attack outside of battle.
But you know what? I was doing that too.
Yeah. I don't know what it could be. It could double jump, but I don't know if that's
what you want me to do.
Text message just said it was available on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. So, whatever that means. But that's 3 days, so whatever it is, or you sold. So it is literally waiting for you.
So when you fly back tomorrow, you could potentially stop at your store on the way home and play it, but not now. So,
yeah,
it's
Sunday.
Yeah, you're right.
But Monday. Monday, when you go to work. Like that's really helping it. You create your own character, you create all of your own characters, your own partners, your teammates. So there's a lot of story involved with the other people on the team. It's just about your character.
It's like a loop slash, you know, grind game. You just grind for levels and gear.
Kind of, but in other going quests, every team has their own story.
Personality.
Getting them requires, you know, learning about them and stuff. Right. And I kind of like that better.
Okay.
You're just hoping that the supposed to be the end will be more like
some of that quest, like the
origin. Franchise. I mean, I did that. There was a Pokemon card game. I mean, they could do.
table.
I would want a tabletop for your action.
Yeah.
That would be, you know, using figures.
Because, like, half the people that are hardcore to put money would already collect, like, little toys and stuff. They made an actual game around it. I think a lot of people would be able to,
like, those, people still think it's, like, clicks.
Oh, like, the
Marvel
one. I don't know if people still play that. That was in PAX last year, wasn't it? Yeah, it's tough for the differential between the 2 years now.
Yeah, they could do something weird.
Pokemon D&D. Can we dress up like Pokemon?
Yeah, we have to.
There are a lot of people dressed up like Pokemon. That's
what yeah, there's Pokemon hats. Pokemon costumes.
I saw a lady wearing an Eevee hat, and I was very jealous.
I saw the most of them was full Eevee.
Well, I didn't see her.
Oh, on ground, right, yeah.
There was a lady with just on ground, and, well,
yeah.
Yes, there was a couple of those. I think the lady that was selling those hats last year, she must have been there somewhere. There were other Pokemon hats. There was some lady last year, we actually bought, or I bought a Pikachu for her, but I bought a Pikachu hat from her. And she handcraft made all these, like, felt Pokemon hats, but this year there was a ton. Last year there was only two, there was Mudkip and Pikachu. This year there was a ton of different ones.
I wonder if they're all coming on her.
That's what I'm saying. She gave us a business card last year, and we misplaced it, so
we did.
You.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about you.
You mean yourself. I would just say, it would be nice if my Jessica was there for Monster Hill.
Right.
Sega wasn't there.
At all.
Really. But they, I mean,
they were last year, too.
But yeah, I think of what they got for now.
Yeah, no, I can't. They had a pretty big booth last year, too.
Yeah, no, they had a bit of a smaller, like, square ones. But they had, like, only a couple
of things
there.
They had that event space at the time. Right, and then that RPG where you, wherever you're standing, I think it's like, you know, like tops or whatever.
Yeah. Residence of Fate.
Right. Yep.
That was it. Which was first.
And it was already out at that point, too.
The infinite yeah. space wasn't fixed.
See all the games inside of those ecos and categories. And that was it. Meanwhile, you know, if you like any other systems, except for PSP, because no PSP,
no PSP.
But if you like, you know, Xbox and PlayStation, all that stuff, there was a ton of stuff.
There was no PC.
Yeah, PC had a, I expect PC.
PC is actually the biggest showing there.
Yeah, it takes, it has a, like, a real big chunk cut out of the main section.
Well, I mean, if you had any games that were multi-platform, like PC, right, those games, all those, plus all the hardware, plus the actual PCs and monitors and
everything stuff. Now, crazy now, so
yeah,
it was like three separate booths just for flash drives.
Yeah.
And one booth, they had like a whole bunch of little figurines with flash drive booths, and there's another booth where it was like extreme flash drives. I mean, having PC is a big deal.
Yeah, you know, technically, there was a lot of, a lot of things shown by fan gamers.
Their t-shirts,
there's tons of, you know, who doesn't like Nintendo in some form or fashion, if not, you know, they used to.
Yeah, I mean, that's most people. You know, quite used to like Nintendo.
Yeah, so, it, you know, just tons of retro goods that you get that are related to.
And there was a couple good panels that had, you know, that discussed some Nintendo stuff. And we went to Chris Kohler's panel tonight. They were discussing finding old games and stuff, and they told us some stuff about, you know, counterfeit cards. And we saw an NES prototype card for Game and Never existed, so there was definitely some old school out there.
Yeah.
Just, you know, we didn't get to see Zelda, and there was, besides Capcom, no third parties were showing anything related to PS4.
Which,
are we?
despite it only being a couple weeks before, not everybody does. It's still,
it's nice to know how the system feels and know that what I saw in my head is, it's true and maybe a little bit better than I thought it was going to be. So, I guess that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, well, that's it for us with Bats.
And I guess we'll try to get a regular show done sometime next week and maybe we can touch on this stuff and actually get into some other stuff.